Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey, Blog Talk Radio show that has been on the air since 2012. And yes, we've been on and off a little bit lately due to some medical issues and some other things that are happening in the life of me, Anna Renault, your show's host. Thanks for joining Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am excited that there are some plans in the works that I think are going to get Anna's Journey back on track, moving forward, helping people, and making a difference in the world. And if you happen to look at the website and see where I promoted today's show, it certainly talks about the fact that, one, I've kind of bounced back to being a little more active. Medical things seem to be at least on a low profile at the moment. And I'm certainly making some plans for the show as we move forward into June, July, and August here in 2017. It's amazing to me that one-third of the year is already over, and we're certainly moving into the hot summertime here in northern USA. And I mention USA because I know I have listeners, especially in the UK, and one of my future guests is going to be from the UK. Now, as usual with my shows, before we jump into the show, I announce my airtime sponsor. And today it is, once again, Lucky Dog Wellness, and that's LuckyDogWellness.com. Lucky Dog Wellness. Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist. You can get in touch with her at 410-961-3542 here in Maryland, on the East Coast, in the Mid-Atlantic area of the United States. Jane does an awesome job of assisting people with their dogs, primarily. But she also teaches pet first aid that is good for a lot of different animals. And she also does Reiki and massage and will actually get on the floor and work with people's dogs to make them healthier, certainly reduce their side effects for chronic illness, certainly help for people who have new dogs in their house who may be having some trouble adjusting, certainly some dogs that may even have some anxiety or stress issues or behavioral issues. Jane is awesome when it comes to dogs. Sometimes I wonder if she's a dog whisperer. If you check out her website, you'll see that there are 10 common pet health myths that she puts on there that you can check out and see if any of those apply to you and your pet. And certainly get in touch with Jane if you have questions about your dog, your cat, or maybe even your bird. Take a look at LuckyDogWellness.com. Now, I also wanted to make an announcement as we move into the holiday season here in the U.S. with Memorial Day coming up. Graduations are here. Lots of different things are happening. Please remember that the Red Cross always, always, always needs blood donations. So check out their website, redcross.org, and see if there isn't a place that you can visit that would make a difference in the life of maybe a half a dozen people, depending on how they use your blood. Sometimes they give the whole pint of blood to somebody. Sometimes they break it down into platelets, and it goes to many different people. It is a fantastic way to make a difference in the world. Maybe you can't donate blood, such as myself, because of illness. There are plenty of ways of promoting the Red Cross, making cash donations, making supply donations. We certainly have had our share of disasters here in the U.S. recently with tornadoes. Certainly this time last year, and even this year, I believe, we've already had a couple of flood situations. I know here in Maryland, Howard County had a huge flood situation last July, and a couple of people even lost their life. Red Cross always needs help, whether it be cash donations, supply donations, volunteer time and effort. And then, of course, the blood donations. Take a look at redcross.org and see how you can help today, or this week, or this month, or next month. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. All right, so let's talk about Anna's journey. I've been on the air since August of 2012. I've interviewed dozens of different people, covered numerous topics, and certainly 2017 is going to be no different. Except for that the people that I interview may be different, and some of the topics will be new. I still plan on doing authors, especially people who have new books out, but even maybe some people who have some books that have been out for a while. I certainly want to reconnect with my friend Sandra Lynch, who has a book out for wedding planning. I believe when she published it, her name was Sandra Bearden, and it's still available on Amazon. And with June coming up, weddings coming up, it might be the perfect book. And actually, it may even be a little bit late for some people because it's a lot of stuff in there about the planning process, some tips and tricks that you just don't want to overlook when you're planning your big day, and that is your wedding day. So think about it. There will be authors who have brand new books coming out, such as Jane Rainier, our canine wellness specialist. She is just on the verge. I believe the book has already gone to the publisher for her book about Fifi, her marketing assistant. It's a beautiful little doll dog that she has made that has all kinds of outfits, who has been visiting various places. We're going to learn a lot more about Fifi as the next couple of weeks roll along as Fifi publishes her first book. Certainly Jane Rainier is excited and already has a list of other titles that Fifi's going to be writing some other books, really to encourage good pet ownership, certainly educating children about pet ownership, but certainly lots of information about dogs. So if you happen to be a dog lover, be looking out for that to come along. And I believe Fifi has some friends that might even be cats, so we may be seeing a cat and dog book as well. So we'll certainly be doing some authors here on Anna's Journey. Now, along with that, I've also done a multitude of shows with health-related topics. Certainly in 2012, 13, and 14, I did several shows with MedStar Health. And I've actually made some new connections and will be doing some shows again here in 2017. We're going to be talking about topics like sepsis. What is it? Why is it so deadly? How can we avoid it? Certainly a simple show about hand washing. It's been around for a couple of hundred years, at least over 100, if not more, 150, that we have known how important it is to wash your hands when anything medical is involved. Certainly over the past 100 years here in the U.S., we've known how important it is to wash your hands when you're cooking and cleaning up your kitchen. Hand washing, as simple as it is, can prevent deaths. It's an important topic, so we're going to be getting into that this summer. Certainly talking about food preparation when you're doing picnics and the food's out in the sun. And we certainly don't want botulism and salmonella and some other foodborne illnesses that, again, can result in death. So we're going to be talking about the simple as well as the serious and even about adverse events. Can we reduce medical errors? And if we can't avoid an error, what can be done about it afterwards? Certainly some states have already passed some legislation that has made a difference in the life of patients who have had adverse events, even if it results in death. We need to reduce the litigation between lawyers fighting for this and that. We don't want to say that the hospitals should be let off with no penalty, especially if it is their fault. but accidents do occur. But when it happens, is the patient taken care of quickly instead of dragging it out in the court for weeks and months and even years? So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff about that kind of medical topic. And certainly, as some of my regular listeners know, we'll certainly continue to talk about cancer, all types of cancer, raising awareness, encouraging tests, early detection. I am sitting here, and I firmly believe that part of that is due to early detection. Yes, I've had multiple cancers over the past 40 years. My first diagnosis was 1977. Early detection. Know your body. Know what it means to be well, what it feels like to be normal. Know when something has changed. Know when to call your doctor. When do you go to your primary care? When do you go to a specialist? What does your body need to continue to live a healthy or at least as healthy of a life as possible? What kind of nutrition does your body need? What nutrients does your heart need? Do you know what potassium and magnesium does for your heart? Do you know how much potassium and magnesium you eat in a day? What about sodium? What about sugar? There are all kinds of things in the foods we eat. Are we feeding our bodies to stay healthy? Are we feeding our bodies and killing us? What's in our food supply? Is it time for, especially America, to have another food revolution like we did back in the 1910s, 1920s, when we had this huge revolution about meat processing? And the FDA was formed, and we certainly have had a fairly good record of making sure that meats are processed well in a clean facility. And when we go to the store and we buy them, or we go to the butcher and we buy them, that it should be safe to eat those foods. But what about some of these modified foods? What about these foods that have all kinds of additives? Soy. S-O-Y. Is it a miracle food? Is it doing us good or is it doing us harm? And again, the sodium. How much sodium is in bread? You certainly can't taste it. It doesn't taste salty, but it has sodium in it. What about sugar? I was reading an article the other day and it mentioned something, and it's like eating 7 teaspoons of sugar. I wouldn't sit down and eat 7 or 10 teaspoons of sugar, but yet I do sit down and eat one of these products without even realizing how much sugar I'm putting in my body. And then if I eat 2, you have to double that. Certainly learning to read labels and knowing what you're putting in your body, how much you're putting in your body, why are you putting it in your body? Is it needed? Is it just that you like it? What's going on? So Anna's journey is going to be taking a really interesting journey this summer. We are going to be traveling through medicine, through environmental issues, especially as President Trump keeps saying it's not necessary. I was watching a video of a town hall meeting. I believe it was in, I want to say Illinois, but it may have been another state over that direction, where this senator was standing there saying, well, the earth is, you know, how many thousands or millions or billions of years old, and we know the trends, and it takes years for climate change to make any drastic impact. So for the next 4 years while Trump is in office, or at least 4, maybe 8, why are we spending all this money on reducing emissions? And why are we worrying about coal? And why are we worrying? We're worrying about it because we now know the impact of these things. And the longer we wait to fix or reduce the use of these things, the longer it takes for us to have healthy air, clean air. And since we know that these things are happening, we certainly can see when planes fly over the North Pole that the icebergs are melting. Yes, we know it's been hundreds of years since we had this whole major flood, but we know that it's happening. Why not do something now to fix it, to change it, to reduce the impact that human beings are having on the world? But again, we're going to be talking with authors. We're going to be talking with small business folks. We're going to be talking with medical people. We're going to be talking to people about the environment. And it sounds like my neighbor has decided to cut his grass, so let's hope that we don't have too much noise in the background for this show. But we're certainly going to be plotting a course through the summer of all these different people that I think will add some value to Anna's journey. It's certainly one of the things that I say feeds my soul. It gives me purpose. It makes me feel good. It really makes me think that I'm making a difference. I hope that I'm using the talents that God has given me. I'm hoping that I use the resources available to me to really make a difference. So here I go, looking at which days I'm going to be doing which shows. My hope is that I'm going to be doing some shows on a Monday with John Morris over in Scotland. He is a fantastic artist. He has a fantastic talent that the Lord has given him. And he's really making an effort to use that talent. So we're going to do a series of shows with him. I've just written an email that I've sent over to him to see if the plan meets with his goals. Where has he been? Where is he going? What is he doing? What about his music? What about the artwork and the art classes and the art school that he wants to develop? Certainly the online classes that he's doing. It is a fantastic journey for John Morris, and I want him to be here on Anna's Journey to help promote who he is and what he's doing, and certainly hoping to make a difference in what he is doing for so many people. And he's fantastic at really connecting with our young people, and our young people all over the world need some strong support, some strong activities that will certainly guide them away from addictions and problems and that sort of thing. So one of the things, like I said, it'll probably be a series of 3 or 4 shows with John Morris, who happens to live in Scotland, the United Kingdom, while I'm here in the U.S., in Maryland, on the eastern shore of the United States. I've been in touch with the new social worker at MedStar Union Memorial. I had had a number of shows with MedStar Union Memorial's Cancer Center. And the social worker I had worked with, who organized the shows and the guests, got a fantastic job to travel the world helping to mentor some young people with a program from our West Coast. I can't blame her for leaving. I miss her. I have really missed doing our shows. But fortunately, there is a replacement in place, and I've already been talking with that young lady about starting those shows again. So we're looking to do some specific cancer shows with MedStar Union Memorial, but also some general medical shows with MedStar Health, who happens to own 10 hospitals and a couple hundred medical facilities in and around Maryland and D.C. So it should be a really interesting summer. I'm certainly looking forward to, as I mentioned before, talking with some authors. I know just last week I interviewed a young lady named Sierra Carter from Texas, who happens to be deaf, who also happened to write a book, who just now put up a YouTube video about the fact that deafness does not mean you can't be successful, that you can't be an author, that you can't be. It's an awesome little YouTube video. So we'll be hearing more about that as well. We're certainly looking to expand the topics and the impact for Anna's journey here on Blog Talk Radio. And I would certainly hope that anyone and everyone who is listening to this show will certainly help share the links to the show, suggest to various people that they listen to the shows. And certainly if you have any medical issues, go to blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen, R-E-N-A-U-L-T, Anna Renault, Anna hyphen Renault, and look up all the links to my other shows, because all of the shows are there, or at least 90% of them. There have been a few that have been canceled or erased because the businesses are no longer available, or maybe it was about a special event that has long since passed. But even a lot of those, I think, are still there. But if a business has closed, I have probably erased the show so that people don't listen to it and think that they can contact that business if it no longer exists. But go to blogtalkradio.com/Anna-Renault and look up the links to all the past shows. They're still there. They're available. It's one of the best benefits of having a podcast radio show is the fact that people can go back and listen to the replays. Hear what was said in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017. There is a ton of information. And really, if you visit Blog Talk Radio, you'll find that there are a ton of shows. They probably have thousands of different shows, different topics. If you have a special interest or a special hobby, you probably can find information or show about it here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, as I mentioned about setting up a schedule, I did a show 3 or 4 days, maybe 5 days ago, asking people to contact me with what they want to hear about. I was not surprised in terms of medical that just about every cancer was talked about were suggested. Topics like sleep and allergies certainly were suggested a number of times from listeners. What did surprise me was that there was some interest in hearing about the increase of bicycle use, certainly here in Baltimore area where there's a company that rents bicycles so that you can get around downtown so much easier. Certainly not something I ever thought about. It's not even something I know a lot about. But I will certainly investigate it and see if we can get somebody on the air to talk about, first of all, why and how the business came about, but also some of the health benefits and even the environmental benefits of riding these bikes around Baltimore. It's certainly a lot easier to find a bike stand and lock up your bike than to find a parking spot. And it's certainly a lot cheaper. Time-wise, when you're in traffic, I bet you it saves a ton of time. And I know some delivery services have used bike delivery men or women for a long time, especially in places like New York, Chicago, San Francisco. It was also suggested that I have somebody come on and talk about Uber and Lyft and some of these other cab-like services that are now available that you can go online with your cell phone and request a ride and pay through your cell phone. So even the cab fares, there's no actual cash exchanged. And then there's some question about these driverless cars. Is the technology safe? And if they have to pay to have a person sitting behind the wheel, why not just have them drive? What if there is a malfunction? What is the safety issue? So it's certainly a lot of different topics that were suggested by listeners after the last show of things that they want to know more about. And of course, they were hoping that I would do the research, I would get the guest speaker, and then all they will have to do is listen to the show to learn the information that they're looking for. There's also a question about what is the future of cable TV? Do we need to pay these high bills for cable? Certainly a lot of things are changing within the business district, business community, the economic impact of some of these things. Certainly in my lifetime, I've certainly seen computers go from the size of a building to, you know, a laptop on your desk. Certainly things, even within the computer field, going from the 5-inch floppy to the 3-inch floppy to no disks at all, going to thumb drives, those kinds of things. So many changes that have taken place. Certainly the fact that there are products that have come and gone, certainly things that are still around. Certainly the fact that when I went on vacation with my parents, my father would have this huge camera on his shoulder to take a video. Now you just use your cell phone. So many changes in the world. And is it possible to really just keep up with all the technology changes? So again, we're going to have, I hope, what you think are some very interesting guests as Anna's Journey plots out a really fantastic summer of learning a lot of things, having some interesting guests join us here on Anna's Journey, and certainly making a difference in the lives of all the listeners. All right, so before we run out of time, please take note. If you want to contact me, you can go to my website, annarenault.com, and that's annarenault.com. There's a tab on there that says contact. Click that, send me an email, and I'll be glad to try to respond to your questions. And if you're interested in hearing something specific in terms of a topic that you want me to have a guest on the air, certainly let me know what that is. I'll see what I can arrange. I can never guarantee that, one, I'll find a speaker that is interested in being on the air or who is available to be on the air. And I've done shows at different times trying to be available to the guest. I prefer to do early morning shows. That way the rest of my day is free to do other things. And the same way with the guest, it frees up the rest of their day. Now, in John Morris's case, he's 6 hours ahead of us. So he may be finishing lunch, I'm finishing breakfast, and we'll be going on the air together. But I've done evening shows, I've done weekend shows. I try not to because I have other things that I want to do, other things that I need to do. But sometimes I do bend and try to accommodate the guest. I really want something to go on the air. I try my best to fit in the schedule. So again, if you make a suggestion and you don't see it or hear it on the air, it may not be that I've ignored it. It may be that I just haven't been able to find the guest. But feel free to contact me again. I always like hearing from the listeners. So again, Anna's Journey is hopefully going to be back on the air at least once a week, if not twice, sometimes more, with certainly different topics, people who have just decided to start writing, some people who have already written their books and are now looking for their target audience and creating their marketing plan and just promoting their books. Certainly my friend Sandy Paluzzi just published her first book. We're going to be talking to Sandy about her bead business that she just retired from after being online for a number of years, and where this book needs to be, whose hand needs to have this book in it. So, again, authors, small businesses, medical people, environmental people, and a host of other topics. As guests become available and as topics cross my path, feel free to look me up on Facebook also. I always like hearing from people on Facebook who are doing interesting things. So thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here today. I hope that you found that this is an informative show of what Anna's Journey is all about and where we're going to be headed this summer. In the meantime, take serious consideration of learning about your body. What does your body need, and what does it feel like when it's well? Promise me that when things change and you notice there's a change, especially if you don't feel right, have it checked out with a doctor. People don't like to talk about bowel issues or bladder issues, but sometimes it's a really important thing. We certainly don't want people dying from silent killers like colon cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes. When our bodies aren't well, we need to have them checked out. We need to get the proper treatment, and we need to live the healthiest life we possibly can. We're certainly going to be talking about chronic illness self-management programs, certainly the hypertension self-management program techniques. How can we control our blood pressure? So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Please don't forget to check out the Red Cross. They can use all the help they can get. And certainly feel free to visit LuckyDogWellness.com, and that's LuckyDogWellness.com. Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist, and she'll be glad to help you out with your pet issues. Take care. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio.